Surely you've heard of the Wand of Peace. One can't walk into a Baedish tavern without hearing some fool sing it, and thumping his chest betimes. Dreadful stuff. But they do say it gives clues to where the wand is hid. And it was the wand that sent Xanta to the grave, so...
The name's Mickey Furnahan, if it's any business of yours. It is my belief that any world one can create actually exists somewhere. On another plane, perhaps. And if one only knew the right path to follow, one could get there. My hope is that if I keep writing, the path will grow clearer, and I will be able to walk out of this world and into the one of my dreams.
Eh?
Yes, yes. I must get back to my writing.
The time for diplomacy has ended, my lord. The threat of war rolls across our northern border, and we must divert all our attention to the unchecked malice of our foe. Our caravans are increasingly harassed by those lawless brigands and anarchistic lone wolves. But our mines, quarries, and other holdings are safe. For now, thanks to your noble warlords and their well-stocked personal camps. We must secure our income by protecting our roads and trade routes if we are to swiftly raise new armies for the upcoming conflict.
So, Eadvast sends you to do what I warned him against. Well, perhaps you are the sign we have been waiting for, but you will die if you enter the castle. The tainted air will kill you before you take three steps. Take this key and go to the Temple of Vildsvin. My superior there, High Priest Braka, will give you a blessing to keep you safe from the poison. Then you may enter the castle.